Welcome to the Weekly Check-In Podcast. I'm your host, Amelia Mazur, the podcast where everything goes. Are you having a rough day? Do you need a 15-minute break from the world? Do you need a shoulder to cry on? The Weekly Check-In is the place to be. No judgments, open conversation, and hopefully a few laughs in between.
Welcome to the Weekly Check-In Podcast. I am your host, Amelia. If you are seeing me, then you are watching on YouTube. This is the first episode officially, hopefully. Fingers crossed, I really hope that this uploads of the podcast. I am so excited to be posting on YouTube. It is something that I've always wanted to do. I get a little nervous on camera, so if you see me fidgeting, it's probably just because I have a lot of nervous energy. If you can hear me gasping a little bit, it is because nervous energy. But I wanted to say a huge thank you to everyone who has been listening to the podcast. No, I don't have hundreds of thousands of people listening, but for the people who do listen and do give me their feedback, I really do appreciate it. So that said, I am so stoked to be talking today. I'm talking about Halloween. It is Halloween Eve when I'm recording this, meaning it is October 30th. That said, I love Halloween. I love everything that Halloween stands for. I love the costumes and the decorations and the history. Because if you think about it, when I think of Halloween, I think Salem, Massachusetts, witches, wizards, vampires, werewolves, like all the fun things. I think that kids nowadays probably think of Halloween as like candy and, you know, costumes and candy and candy and candy and more candy. But I remember when I was a kid, that's why I want to talk about this episode, because I think that Halloween has changed a lot. Not in a bad way, but I wanted to connect to what I talk about in mental health, but also connect to people on like kind of like an easier plane. So that's what this episode is for. Halloween is known as All Hallows Eve. That's the original history of it. All Hallows Eve, or the Day of the Dead, is the day that the dead come back to visit people from their grave. Whether people make a shrine, people go to the actual gravesite and leave flowers or gifts or memorabilia that remembers that person. Halloween is a day of also remembrance where, you know, we're spiritually more inclined. They say that on Halloween, witches are stronger. Werewolves usually, you know, it's usually a full moon on Halloween. It's kind of how it coincides and falls, but not always. And so Halloween is magical and it's fun and it's mysterious and it's everything that we don't get as adults. And I think that's something that as an adult, I feel like we miss. We miss the magic of walking up that, you know, sidewalk to someone's house and yelling trick or treat. And I think we forget the fun in it. Now, yes, we go to parties and we drink and we wear costumes that might be a little bit more revealing or really funny or are meant to make a crude joke, but I think that we forget the reason for Halloween is just to have fun. It's not to, you know, who has the best costume, who has the best candy, who can throw the biggest party. It's just meant to be a magical time. It's meant to be a time of creativity. And I think that's something that we lose as adults. So if you're listening on Halloween, have your creative, have your fun. I know that I'm handing out candy. I'm the house that goes to Costco and I get like the full-size chocolate bars and I hand out chips and all different assorted things. I get everything without peanuts because I know that a lot of people are allergic. You don't have to do that. If you just hand out candy to hand out candy, you don't. Not everyone does the peanut-free thing. It's not necessarily your job, but it's just what I do because I'm aware of the allergies and I know that it sucks being a kid who it's like, I got candy, but I can't eat it because it has peanuts and then your parents end up eating it. That's how I am with coconut. If I have anything with coconut, I just hand it off to my boyfriend. I'm like, here you go. Have fun. Not for me. But Halloween is a time where we're supposed to let out like the most goofy, the most funniest, the most creative, the most out there parts of ourselves. But I think that we need to continue that out of Halloween. Do it beyond Halloween. Be your authentic, fun self all year round. I know in Winnipeg, we have this thing called Comic-Con. a lot of cities across North America have it, but Comic-Con happens the weekend before Halloween typically, or like the weekend leading up to Halloween, and it's really cool and fun to see people dress up and stuff. But like, it's the same thing as Halloween. Halloween is a time to dress up and have fun and be spontaneous and that type of stuff. So I'm just trying to say, don't lose that magic. I mean, I put Disney movies on. I put Halloween Town. I put Frankenweenie on. Nightmare Before Christmas. I do like a whole marathon in the evening when I'm handing out candy. And just having fun stuff on makes it all the more of an experience. And like, growing up, we would have like, what was it called? Like YTV, or like those like TV channels that had like the movie marathons, and you would like get up early on Halloween, like watch a bit of it before school. And then during school, they would play Halloween movies. That was like my favorite time. And I feel like we like, as adults, kind of forget to do those fun things. And it might seem like childish, but it's so much fun. So like, do it. Make the like Pillsbury dough horrible for you sugar cookies, like the pumpkin ones or like the ghost ones. My favorite are the pumpkin ones. I couldn't find them this year. I can only find the ghost ones, but I made those for tomorrow. And I always like to have people over because it shares the spontaneousness of Halloween and the vibes and all the things. So do the fun little things. And it doesn't have to be about the best costume or the most expensive, you know, decorations and that type of stuff. It's just meant to be fun. So that's kind of my tangent about having fun on Halloween. Now I kind of want to get into like safety on Halloween. I know that when I was growing up, we had this thing called Pumpkin Smashing Night, which is like Halloween Eve is the 30th. And now it's usually pretty funny. People are like, it's not funny, but like it is. It's like toilet papering someone's house or throwing eggs at someone's house. Like, you laugh about it later in the moment. It's usually kind of annoying to deal with, but like, it's funny. But I feel like, I don't want to say like this generation, because I'm only in my 20s, but like, I feel like sometimes it's taken a little too far, if that makes sense. Like, people slashing tires, doing like things that are like more vandalism than kind of like a harmless prank. So like, if you're a person who participates in like pumpkin smashing night, which is like the term for it, I guess. Some people call it gate night, the night before, like the gate to hell. Like that's kind of like the background to it. If you're a person who participates, do it in a fun way. Don't do it to like hurt somebody or harm somebody, because that's where like the fun of it ends. I know predominantly the people who listen to my podcast are usually adults. But I do know some of my friends whose like teenage siblings or cousins have listened to my podcast. So don't be dumb. Don't do dumb things. I mean, like, do things that are moderately dumb, but not overly dumb, if that makes sense. And that's a huge thing with Halloween, is you can do dumb things and kind of get away with it. It's kind of funny. But don't be like the jerk on Halloween that like steals little kids' candy. Like, if you remember in Hocus Pocus, where the little, like, the sister is trying to get past, and then the bullies are like, you can't pass unless you pay the toll for candy. Like, don't be that. Don't do that. Like, I feel like there's less of that now, because people are more so, like, on their phones, like, and I see, I probably sound so old saying that, but, like, I feel like Halloween has kind of been ruined on social media. Like, I've seen so many videos about like Halloween snacks and that type of stuff, because I try to keep it lighthearted, but I also see like kind of like, not the darker side, I guess. Oh, it would be the darker side, but like the side of it where like the parties and the drinking and the this and the that, and like, yes, that's part of it being an adult, but like the fun part is like remembering Halloween and not being so sloshed that you're like, I don't remember. You know what I mean? It's just, be safe on Halloween, have fun on Halloween, and if you are going to drink, drink in groups or pairs. And I know I'm talking to women a lot, because a lot of women on Halloween are nervous about going out, whether it is going out to parties or to an event or whatever. Go in pairs, go in groups, never go to the bathroom alone, don't leave your drink unattended. Like, these are just like things that I hate having to say, because I don't feel like I should have to say it. But I do, because as a woman, I've experienced these things before. So if you're newer to like the Halloween party scene, go in pairs or in groups, pairs of two, groups of three, four, five. Always have someone with you, have a buddy system. That's a huge, huge thing when it comes to parties, whether it is Halloween, whether it is just a like a big to-do, or going to the bar, going to the club, like, just be careful. And also for men too, men, hang out with the guys, stick with the guys, chill with the guys, because the world is just all over the place, okay? I feel like when I was a kid, it was a little less like your parents were right beside you. Like, my parents would, like, walk with me, but, like, sometimes they'd be like, okay, I'll meet you at the end of the block as we got older, and then, like, when we were a teenager, like, later into, like, being, like, 13, 14, 15, we went by ourselves. But, like, when you were a kid, your parents were like, okay, like, I'll walk you to the door when you're, like, little. And then, like, as you grew older, it was like, okay, we'll stay at the end of the sidewalk and you'll go yourself. Or they would be like, okay, I'm going to be at this end of the block and you guys follow the pathway that we establish. And then once you meet us there, we'll go to the next bay or avenue or street. I feel like nowadays it's not like that. I feel like everything is so, like, I don't want to use the word, like, careful, but, like, I feel like we are more careful with, like, kids, but, like, almost, like, putting them in a bubble, in a way. Like, I've noticed that since the panorama, like, the pandemic, I don't like using that word because, like, it's censored everywhere. But I've noticed, like, on Halloween that less kids are, like, coming up without their parents. I'm not saying leave your kid and, like, go away forever, but, like, let them be social. Like, I feel like that's another part of Halloween that we don't realize is, like, it's teaching us social skills. It's you're walking up to someone's house and yelling trick-or-treat, and you're getting candy, which, like they say, never go up to a stranger, don't talk to strangers. But then on Halloween, that rule kind of, like, flies out of it. That's the point. Halloween is supposed to be, like, the day that's safe for kids and people to go out and have fun. That's my whole point of this tangent. But then once you say trick or treat, you get the candy, you say thank you, you're learning that social exchange of you talk to someone, they respond, and then you say goodbye. Or you do something, you get a reward, you are grateful. Like, that's like a socializing skill that I feel like we need to continue to grow and foster, and I feel like Halloween's a really great time to do that. I know, like, I'm throwing psychology into Halloween, but that's just how my brain works. I feel like we need to not bubble our kids or our, like, siblings and stuff so much. Like, let them scrape their knees, let them screw up, let them do the things they're gonna do. None of this, like, well, I did this and I don't want you to do that. It's inevitable. How many times has any parent, I know so many parents, so many of my friends' parents, so many people who are, like, closer to my age, like, in their 30s, who are like, well, I did this when I was younger and I don't want my kid to do this. You know they're probably gonna do it anyway. Like, they're probably gonna do it. The underage drinking or, you know, that type of stuff. Like, that's just gonna happen. But, like, let's not bubble our kids away from it. Like, let's make it a reality that these things are gonna happen. I'm not encouraging it. I never said that. But, like, you know? So, I feel like this is the most that I've kind of opened up in this episode and realized, like, I'm talking to a camera and I'm probably looking, like, 10 different directions right now, and that's completely fine for me because I'm being my authentic self, and that's really cool for me because before, I wasn't always like that. I was kind of more reserved. Like, I want everyone to talk about their mental health and feel good. Well, this is also an outlet for me is saying all the things that I think or things that I've learned through school or through reading or through life experiences and being able to relate to people. And I talked about kids being on a screen. And I'm talking to a screen and recording on a screen, and I know that. But I mean, like, fostering our brains around talking and socializing and learning and developing is huge. And especially around Halloween, where you're fostering your creativity, you're being more open, you're being more, you know, confident in your costume. Or at least I hope you are, because I'm sure you look great. This is the time where we learn things about ourselves. And I feel like with fall being the season of change and, you know, kind of like colder weather and things kind of slow down and leaves change, this is a great time to develop more sense of self and more faith in yourself and be less fearful of judgment, what people think, what people say, what people do. Care less. I think that that's something that I want to talk about more, is care less. It is not your issue what someone thinks. It is not your issue what someone says. It is not your issue what happens with other people. It is you, yourself, and your own brain going, hey, I have this fear that people are going to judge me. Oh, well, I'm probably going to have people be like, why do you move your hands so much in your video? Why do you pause so much? Why do you say, why are you, you know, looking in different directions and aside from like straight ahead on the phone? These are things that are already popping into my own head. That's like self-judgment. And I already know that I'm doing it, but I'm doing it anyway because it's who I am. So instead of judging myself, I'm saying it out loud. So I'm like, hey, this is who you are. Live with it. It's kind of cool. So yeah, that's my episode. I just wanted to keep it short, sweet, and simple. Happy Halloween. It's Halloween Eve, but when people are probably listening or seeing this, it's Halloween. So happy Halloween. Be safe. Make sure that you, wherever you are, trick-or-treating or handing out candy, be safe, have fun, and ask about people's costumes. If you don't know what it is, that's what I'm going to do, because those magical moments where a kid comes up to you and you may not know what their costume is, like the obvious, like Bumblebee, this like movie or whatever, but if you haven't seen a TV show or it's a really unique original costume that someone made, ask about it and be so happy about it because it's cool and different, because every costume that people wear coming up to you is an expression of themselves. So accept it, have fun with it, engage with it, be social, have fun. Don't bubble your children unless they're like, he's big. Then like keep them wrapped in a bubble. Otherwise, remember to drink your water, do something that makes you happy. I'm gonna cue the outro, which will just be audio. So I hope you have a fantastic Halloween and I will be back on the 1st.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Like I said, I will be uploading an episode every Wednesday going forward. And also there will be a extra episode on the 1st of every month, kind of to tie in the themes of what's going to come up in the podcast and also just something a little bit extra here and there. If there are any topics you want to hear, anything that you liked in the podcast, anything that you didn't, feel free to leave a review, leave a comment once the YouTube is up and running. I will have everything tagged in every description wherever you're listening from. I'll have the Instagram. I will have all the episodes up and there to listen to if you ever want to go back and listen to episode 1 through wherever you are right now. Otherwise than that, I hope you have a great day. Remember to drink your water. Remember to do something that makes you happy. And I hope you have a fantastic day.